إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. In our series on حقوق العباد, I want to remind myself and you about another one of the things that we do quite commonly, which is known in Arabic as namima. And in Urdu we call it chughli, and in English we call this carrying tales. This is where somebody hears something in one place and carries it to some other place, and this is all negative. And there are some people about whom you can say that these are, if you want some news to spread, then just tell that one person, it is enough. Then everybody will know. And this is a great danger, and this is another thing which eats up and destroys good deeds. Because this carrying of tales, people come and they tell you, you know what so-and-so was saying about you? Now that so-and-so may have said, but he more than likely didn't intend for you to hear that. And by listening to it, by hearing it, it does not benefit you in any way. It only spoils your heart about that person. But people carry on this. So do you know what so-and-so was saying? You know, aapke baare mein kya bol rahe the, maloom? Bola, na humare ko maloom hai, na maloom karna hai. There's another way in which this is done, which is not by actually saying something, but by implying, by implication. So if somebody takes the name of someone, and if someone says that, you know, so and so, so you say, oh, that's enough. Huh? Oh, that person. Achha, unu, malum hai. Now, he didn't say anything, you know, in the sense that if you ask him, did you, I believe you said something bad about me. Nahi, mai kya bola, mai kuch bhi nahi bola. I didn't say anything. But without saying anything, you said everything. So, by this tone, just by the tone, just by the way you say, or you take somebody's name, or you mention something, then you are implying everything negative about that person. And you think you are being very clever because you have not actually said anything bad. So that actually saying something bad is not required, this is more than enough to destroy your own good deeds. And this is again one of the big illnesses of the heart. It is one of the big soul-destroying sins. It is one of those things which eats up good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, Allah said that good deeds wipe out bad deeds. Innal hasanat yuzhibna sayyat. Allah said good deeds wipe out bad deeds. But there are also bad deeds which wipe out good deeds. And ghibat is one of them, namima is one of them, where this bad deed is not only bad in itself, not only does it earn a negative reward, a punishment by itself. For example, if you steal something, you have earned a bad deed, you have earned, you know, you have committed a sin, but it does not necessarily destroy some good deeds of yours. But on the other hand, if you steal somebody's reputation, for example, if you have done namima about somebody, or if you have character assassinated somebody, or if you have committed ghibat about somebody, this is stealing the person's reputation. Now, that not only earns a sin by itself, but it also takes away your good deeds, because your good deeds will go to that person. And Allah knows how many. You might say, well, you know, I have done good deeds all my life. It's up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how many He wants to give. Maybe He will give all your good deeds. So you are clean. One statement of ghibat and you have no good deeds left. Allah alam. We cannot say that for one statement only one deed will go or 10 deeds will go. We don't know. It's up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it is something which angers Allah, maybe everything is wiped out. If you think about the actions of the munafiqeen, about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent some ayat in Surah At-Tawbah and elsewhere. If you see those ayat in terms of the itab, in terms of the anger of Allah, the worst anger, the greatest anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not for the mushrikeen. The greatest anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not for the people who denied Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The greatest anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was for the people who actually accepted Islam and then who had nifaq. In Surah Al-Baqarah also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the munafiqeen. He said, these are the people who say, آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ, and they say that we believe in the يَوْمُ الْآخِرَةِ. آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرَةِ. But Allah says, they are not Muslims. Allah says, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. They are not mu'mineen. And Allah promised to increase their punishment. In Surah Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if you ask forgiveness for them 70 times, Allah will not forgive them. Allah did not say this about the mushrikeen. Imagine, Allah is denying Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's dua. He is saying the dua of the Nabi not only once, even if you ask 70 times, sab'eena marra, Allah says, Allah will not forgive them. These came for the munafiqeen. Now if you think about this, what did the munafiqeen do? What was their collective sin? Did the munafiqeen actually physically harm Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Did somebody beat him or and do any physical harm? No, they did not do. What was their sin? Their sin was the sin of the tongue. Their sin was the sin of the tongue. Their sin was that in the company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would sit and they would listen and they would pretend to be his students and his followers, and then they would go. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that also in Surah Al-Baqarah. And Allah called them when they are with their shayateen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called their friends. They were not going and sitting with the jinn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called their friends shayateen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when they are with their shayateen, they say that, oh no, we were only joking and we are not with them. So what was their sin? Their sin was, what is nifaq? Nifaq is to say something here and say something else somewhere else. That sin of the tongue earned for them the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the extent where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, who is tawwabur rahim, who is ghafurur rahim, he is qabilu tawb, he is ghafiru zam, he is the one who forgives sins, he is the one who accepts tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, for these people, I will not forgive them. Even if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua, not once, 70 times. This is the ayat in Surah Tawbah. Even if you ask me 70 times, I will not forgive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly mentions this. And this ayat came about the munafiqeen. So this issue of the tongue, issue of what we say, issue of how we say something in front of somebody, in front of that person, you are very, you know, respectful and so on and so forth. But behind the person's back, you go and either you do ghiba, you malign the person, you do slander, you put bohtan on the people, or namima, carrying tales, going from here to there, saying something here, saying something there, and carrying negative information, or even implying through your tone of voice or through some gesture that this person is negative. All of this amounts to namima, and all of this destroys our good deeds and earns the anger of Allah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do good deeds and to help us to save them and keep them safe for ourselves and not destroy them with our own hands. Wallahi, I'm speaking about myself. We have very little to begin with. What good deeds do we have which we can actually confidently take before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? At least in my case, I can say I don't think I have even one. If it is not for the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah knows what will happen to me. Now, even that, whatever little there is, if we don't protect it, then what do we have? So, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to understand the seriousness of these things and to save us from the trap of losing whatever little we earn. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to stay in and do things which are pleasing to Him and save us from everything which is displeasing to Him. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ اللَّهُ